Regiment proceeded through Ranji and Goja, Jaipur and Kantale, then Bakur, Danjil, and other recently captured towns until, after 2 months, we overtook the prince at Praipurbet. There, half the regiment split off to escort prisoners of war and booty back to the north. The rest of us went west, to Asharan, where Blade caught us by surprise, and we had to barricade the gates and throw a lot of the natives off the wall because they might be spies. With my talent, we were able to hold out, even though the green troops were terrified. In Asharan, we found a large store of wine and whiled away the hours of the siege. After a few weeks, Blade's men began to desert because of the cold and hunger, and he decided to go away. It was a very cold winter. We suffered a great deal, and often had to threaten the natives to get enough food and firewood. The prince kept us moving mostly far from the heavy fighting, because the regiment was not experienced. In Meldermai, three men and I got drunk and missed marching when the regiment moved out. We had to travel almost 100 miles, counting only upon ourselves, in order to catch up. Once we took 4 horses from a local lord after we stayed over the night in his manor. We took his brandy, too. The noble complained to the prince, and we had to give the horses back. We spent a week in Forngal. Then the prince ordered us south to Hainangal, where we were supposed to join the 4th house in trying to drive Blade's bandits into the Ruderal Canyon. But when we got there, we found only 1 old woman in the whole territory, and nothing to eat but rotting cabbages, most of which the peasants had buried in the earth before they fled. Then we went up to Siluray by way of Balichore, and in the forest there we found a tavern, almost like those in the north. While we were drunk, an enemy witch sent an attack of poisonous toads against us. Next day, we had to walk several miles through swamps and melting snow and cold mud in a low place where warm water runs out of the earth and keeps everything from freezing. After a few leagues, we came to the fortress of Trasil, where a regiment recruited from former Shadowlander soldiers were besieging their Trasili cousins. They had been there a long time, so it was difficult to find provisions anywhere nearby, even when we offered to pay. I worked 3 days in the field hospital there, where, because of the cold, they treated many cases of frostbite. The cold killed more soldiers than did the enemy. From Trasil, we marched up to Melopil, with the prince's own guards, and laid siege to the local king's fortress, which stands on an island in the middle of a lake. The lake was frozen. It was very cold, and the ice was very thick, and every time we tried to go forward against the enemy, their missiles came bouncing over the ice. Shadowlanders were slaughtered with great vigor, along with our men, by engines atop the walls, until the garrison inside got the gates closed. Then the Howler came up from Shadowcatch on his flying carpet, and the magics flew around like lightning in a thunderstorm, and we had to run away. Many were captured by the enemy. After 2 weeks passed, orders came to march to join the siege at Rani.